Good morning. Let's turn for a moment to James chapter 5, verse 16, and let's look at the last part of this verse. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. This is so true. I worked for many years in a doctor's office where I was blessed to build relationships with the patients, and many of them expressed to me that they did not know how to pray. That's something I had never thought about before someone actually expressed it to me, that someone didn't know how to pray because it came naturally to me. So my reply to them was simple. If you can talk to me, you can talk to God. It's no different. And that's the message that I share with you today. Talking to God is as easy as talking to others. In fact, it's easier than talking to others because God doesn't interrupt you. He listens to you. He allows you to pour your heart out to Him, and He comforts you. Not so long ago, I found myself very broken, very down. My spirit was just at rock bottom. But I have a wonderful team of prayer warriors that I'm able to take my concerns to. And I let them know I need prayer. I'm broken. And that was the only details I gave them. Yet they were faithful to lift me before the throne of God. I cried myself to sleep that night and woke up at 2:30 in the morning still feeling very broken, still not knowing if I would get victory over this and what I should do. And what did I do? I put on praise and worship music. We can either focus on our circumstances, the ones that surround us, or we can focus on God. I found victory through focusing and surrendering to God. It took me 5 hours of listening to praise and worship music and praying, singing when I could, weeping a lot of the time, and praying and having these others lift me in prayer for me to reach victory, for me to reach that breakthrough and be able to take a step higher. But I found it. 5 hours later, I found that victory. And it was through prayer. Prayer is a vital part of our lives. We have to communicate with God. It's a form of survival. So I encourage you today. If you haven't already prayed, let your day start praying to God, surrendering your day to Him, asking Him to be your protector, to carry you throughout the day. And now, I would like to start that with you and say a prayer for you now. Father, I just lift each listener to you right now, and I just ask you to place a hedge of protection around each one. Lord, I ask you to let your favor and your blessing rest upon them throughout this day. Any traps that anybody tries to set against them, I pray that they get caught in their own traps and this one listener is protected, Father. I thank you for each listener. I pray that something that has been said here today has blessed them, has encouraged them, and has spoken life into their very soul. May they have hope and encouragement throughout their day because of something that was said here. And Lord, may we ever show your love to each person we encounter. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.